this thing called geocaching.
It's kind of like scavenger hunting, but for adults with a GPS, you know?
And about 10 or 20 years ago, I found this book, and it was really cool, kind of pseudoscience coffee table book. It's called The Geometry of Magnetism. And it was written in, like, Esperanto, and the author's name was redacted. I swear to you, that symbol is on the cover of my book.
Let's. It's not very ghost-like.
No. Do I seem okay?
I don't know. I don't know you.
No, I mean, do I seem like I'm having some kind of a psychotic break?
Oh, no. Psychotic breaks are totally different.
The symbol that's on my book and that was on that refraction, I swear to God, I've also been seeing it all over the city. Look, all of this is the EM spectrum, electromagnetic spectrum. It's from radio waves on up to visible light, and this is using derivatives to find acceleration and velocity. But look, the value for gravity is wrong. It just changed it. I don't really know why. And then this is a ratio that's kind of like phi, which people call the golden ratio.
Are you quoting Dan Brown books right now?
What?
I'm not making a Da Vinci Code documentary.
No, Jesus, no, it's just a ratio. It's not exactly the Fibonacci sequence or phi or the golden ratio or whatever. It's just an irrational number with infinite decimals out to infinity. There are millions of irrational numbers. This is common in the world and in math. And it has something to do with a rectangle that when it's expressed as a ratio, it is that irrational number. I don't know what it means either.
This has nothing to do with Nautilus shells, the Grail, or Stonehenge.
Everything we've seen so far, it's either been on the EM spectrum, visible light, radio waves, or gravity.
So it's like there's one for gravity and there's one for electroshock.
Electromagnetism.
Right, yeah.
Maybe there's two of them.
Two.
I think you're right about the distance thing with the aliens. I think it's impossible to have had alien contact. It's too far away.
But if the universe is actually in 10 dimensions, like this TED talk I listened to, maybe these gateways to other dimensions are actually just all around us, and the gateways are right on top of us. We just can't see them. So maybe your closet down there, that's just another gateway to another dimension that has different temperatures and different flora and fauna, and our creators trying to get us to do something.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Hey, can you play with it? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Keep playing. I'll be right back. Pythagoras had this thing called the harmony of the spheres,
where he believed that the movements of the stars corresponded to musical notes, and the musical notes would make a symphony.
So, play again, but just
really slow because I suck. I'll only play this thing a few times.
Here. All right. All right.
See? All right, higher, higher.
I think we might be good. I think we kind of got the, you know, how it works and how this whole thing.
Hey, man, I don't think anyone's going to buy half a documentary.